It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The documentary film fest Doc NYC begins this week. The country's largest documentary film festival in terms of number of films starts in theaters Wednesday and continues through November 17th. Viewers can also watch online. Tom Powers is a co-founder and also co-host WNYC's Documentary of the Week. He joins us now to talk about what not to miss. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
You're showing nearly 200 films. That's quite a lot. How should we decide which ones to check out?
So the film, the festival is organized by thematic sections. We have films on art and music, activism, sports, and more. But maybe a good place to start is the U.S. competition. One of my favorites in that section is a film called Casa Susana. It's about a resort in the Catskills in the 1950s that catered to cross-dressing men and transgender women at a time of intense discrimination. For decades, that history was kept a secret, but the filmmaker, Sebastian Lifshitz, found living witnesses who describe how important it was to them. I think we have a clip of one of the people who visited Casa Susana.
I need to know more about myself. I need to know what it would be like to live as a woman for an extended period. Visiting Casa Susana was almost a necessity for me.
Tom, the festival has a broad scope of international films. Which would you highlight this year?
So we have an international competition and also a section called Winner's Circle that showcases films that have won awards at other festivals around the world. One of the films in the Winner's Circle section is a very timely film about the war in Ukraine called Freedom on Fire. But the director, Evgeny Afanasyevsky, was previously Oscar nominated for an earlier film he made about Ukraine. And this year he's been working with a large Ukrainian team since the war broke out to capture what it means for people on the ground. And he and some of his colleagues will be at that screening on Sunday.
As a festival in New York City, you've always paid close attention, Tom, to local stories. Which local films this year, Tom, stand out?
Well, we have a section called Metropolis that's devoted to New York characters. And this year we have films about the Chinese-American photographer Corky Lee and also a Jewish grandmother who ran Times Square adult movie theaters. But one that stands out to me is about the filmmaker Jonas Mekas. He influenced the likes of John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and Andy Warhol in the 1960s and co-founded Anthology Film Archives. The film about him is called Fragments of Paradise. The title refers to how Jonas Mekas used his 16mm Bolex camera as a way of keeping a diary. He's like a patron saint for all film festival curators. And this film is going to be playing on Saturday night with his daughter and other special guests in person.
Tom, as we know, music is a popular genre for a nonfiction film. I'm wondering, what can we expect to see from this category?
So we have films about Roberta Flack, Cesaria Evora, Buffy St. Marie, Ennio Morricone, and others. But one screening that I think is going to be very special because of our guests, we have Winston Marcellus and his brother Jason Marcellus, who will join us for a world premiere documentary about their father, Ellis, who is a pivotal musician and teacher in New Orleans. The film is called Ellis. We have a clip where Jason, his son, talks about how his father wound up in New Orleans.
In the late 50s, when he was leaving Los Angeles, he wanted to drive to New York, but he ended up driving to New Orleans. And then he ends up marrying our mother, Dolores, my mother. And then, you know, they have kids. And the truth is that if he doesn't go to New Orleans and he goes to New York, music history after 1980 changes.
You've served as the festival's artistic director for 12 years, Tom, but I understand you're stepping down from that role. Who will fill that seat now, and what will your new role become?
So I'm taking a new role as a director of special projects, and our new artistic director is Jay LaPlante, who spent the last 12 years leading the Miami Film Festival. At DocNYC, he oversees a team of 8 curators from a range of different backgrounds, and they really uphold that spirit of Jonas Mekas championing the work of new filmmakers. So, you know, I'd say if you're someone who hasn't been going to movie theaters as much, since the pandemic. Jay and his team of curators have created 9 days of programming to bring you back into theaters, happening in Chelsea and Greenwich Village. Most of the screenings have live conversations with directors and special guests. We've got Broadway star Idina Menzel and the Indian journalist Ravish Kumar as an example of some of the guests. And it all starts on Wednesday night with the opening night film, Maya and the Wave, about the Brazilian big wave surfer, Maya Gabeira, who's going to be there in person.
And Tom, who is going to succeed you?
So that will be Jay LaPlante, our new artistic director. He took the job in spring, and an earlier job he had, besides working at the Miami Film Festival, he was also on the team that started New York's Food and Wine Festival. So he is definitely not a stranger to putting on great events in New York City.
Tom, I mentioned we can watch online. How so?
Yeah, so I was just about to say that. Thank you. So the films will play live in theaters, and then the day after they have their live presentation, they are available online. And you can go to our website, docnyc.net, to see what's online. The films will be playing online through Thanksgiving weekend. You can either buy films individually to watch, or you can pay one price to watch almost all the films that are in the festival. So it's a great way to sample what's happening in documentary filmmaking from around the world.
Tom, you expect some of these films to become candidates for Oscars this season?
Yes, the festival has the distinction of having shown with the film that went on to become the Oscar winner almost every year for the last 10 years. We've got a section called Shortlist, where you can look out for the films that we think are some of the standouts of the year.
Tom Powers is a co-founder of the Doc NYC Documentary Film Festival, which begins on Wednesday. Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.